Thanks, Anthony. Thanks to the band. I just wanted to do, I thought that was amazing, that worship time. Really experienced the Holy Spirit blessing us. And it's a shame to move on to something else. But I just wanted to do two things before the end of the meeting. If I can just get Marco to get the slides up. If you just put the transition slide while I'm talking up, Marco, so I can just explain. So given that we're about to go into our week of prayer and fasting, I thought it would be helpful to look back at how the Lord has spoken to us recently in a specific, significant event in our corporate life, and that's our community anniversary weekend back in September, and specifically how the Lord spoke to us in our prayer meeting, because the Lord said some things that he was going to do for us in that prayer meeting, and I think it would be good for us to corporately express back to the Lord, we believe this word. We believe this word will be fulfilled in our midst and is being fulfilled in our midst. And so I think the Lord wants to encourage us by reminding us of some of the things he's spoken to us as we go into this week of prayer and fasting. So we had a number of words and senses and promises from the Lord around various themes, five specific themes. And so a number of people spoke words into each one of these themes. And I'll just read them out and then we can pray about them. So the first one was in the area of newness and renewal. The second one was in the area of trusting in the Lord. The third one was in recentering and focusing on Jesus. The fourth one was in choosing healing and choosing life. And then another set of words about unity in the body. So the upcoming week of prayer and fasting is a good time for us to entreat the Lord. It's a good time for us to engage with the Lord. So I'm going to show five slides. Obviously, the first one's up already because I can see you all looking there. Each one of these slides is really just one of the prophetic senses in each one of these areas that people give. So it's a kind of summary of each area. And after each slide, what I'd like us to do is maybe if we could stand and, if you like, treat this as a time of intercession, but pray back to the Lord that word. So pray back to the Lord on behalf of the community that the Lord would bring these things to pass for all of us, corporately and spiritually. We're going into a week of prayer and fasting. The Lord reminds us that prayer and fasting is very significant and can allow things to change. So why don't we stand and we'll put that first word is already up there, and then if somebody could just pray on our behalf into that word that the Lord brings his will to pass in this week ahead. Let's just put up the second word now, Marco, in trusting in the Lord. And the third area of recentering and focusing on Jesus. Let's just see the fourth area the Lord spoke to us on in choosing healing and choosing life. And finally, a word about unity in the body. Let's just read this word, and then if somebody could just pray on our behalf again. Amen. Amen. And Lord, we make these prayers in Jesus' name. We give you thanks that you speak to us day by day, O Lord, and you uphold us and strengthen us by your word and presence. Thank you for these words that we've received in our anniversary weekend, Lord, and thank you for being reminded of them again today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, have a seat for a couple of minutes. So I've got an announcement, and then I know